This is a jazz band practice at Trask Middle School. Here, around 20 kids are gathered during the school day to practice jazz songs as a group. This is just one example of an arts program implemented in New Hanover County Public Schools. Participation in visual and performing arts has been shown to benefit students in the development of cognitive, social, and emotional skills. Jackie Booth believes the benefits begin for children in their early years. She is the arts supervisor for New Hanover County Public Schools.
So the arts, like a lot of things when you're very, very young, are super important. I think that for many people and many cultures, the arts are a way for us to understand how our world works, how to react to our world. And when I say our world, you know, I mean lots of things. I mean the larger world. I mean our communities, our towns, how folks in our communities talk to each other, what issues are important to them. But it's a really good way for how we almost learn, I hate to call them the rules, but kind of the rules of how to be a citizen. And visual and performing arts are the ways that humans communicate those ideas and emotions in a lot of ways.
The importance of the arts continues after elementary and secondary schools into the university. Daniel Johnson is a professor of music and music education at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. He teaches music technology and music fundamentals, and his specialty is tuba performance. Like Jackie Booth, Professor Johnson sees value in the arts' contribution to human development. He looks at it scientifically.
A research study that I read said that the corpus callosum, that is the connective tissue between the left and right hemispheres, is thicker or more developed in musicians than non-musicians. I think that part of that could be both left and right hands being busy on the piano or on the guitar. It could be the idea that in music we need to pay attention to dynamics and tempo and key signatures and rhythmic accuracy and technique. So I think that cognitively, yes, there are many benefits to studying music or studying the arts, and I think that sometimes we don't appreciate the cognition, the thinking in music as much as we appreciate cognition in math or science or whatever, because we tend to think that music is all about the feeling it gives you. Right? Emotionally, definitely, I think there are benefits to studying music and studying the arts, both for emotional expression, but also for interpersonal, how you can relate to other people, and how you can know yourself, intrapersonal. I think that emotionally, that's why we attend performances. That's why we watch the movie. That's why we go to the play. It's not for the lights. It's not for the program that's printed. It's for the experience. What did that play or concert, how did that make it, how did it make you feel? What was memorable about it?
For Professor Johnson, active participation in music is particularly valuable.
I think that if we introduce students to music and music education at a young age, it gives them the sort of orientation to see themselves as creators of music or as active musicians. And I say active music because sometimes we think that just listening to the radio or just listening to recordings is not being active. It's not as involved. I think that we can listen actively, but I think if we have students participate as performers, singers, instrumentalists, they develop a sense of identity and they can really have that musical outlet themselves.
According to Jackie Booth, New Hanover County Schools happen to have one of the best arts programs in North Carolina.
In Wilmington, we have a very nurturing city council, community groups that give to our arts programs. You know, city boards and taxes that some of them give to us to help supplement our arts teachers so that we can afford arts teachers.
Unfortunately, arts education does not always receive the support and funding from the government that it should. Although Daniel Johnson teaches at a university, he believes music is important for young students as well and deserves to be funded.
Do you believe that the government is appropriately funding arts education programs?
Well, of course not. I think that the state of the arts in public school varies. Generally, we don't fund them enough to be on a par with the other subjects. One misconception is the arts aren't really important as math, science, and English for a variety of reasons, but mainly because they're not tested. They're not important. We don't need kids to have that much music. We really need them to have more reading tutoring. We really want them to have more SAT prep. We really want them to have more AP calculus classes. Because music is not as important, because the misconception is that it's for the talented people, just the show choir people, just the madrigal singers, just the jazz band. And that pool is much smaller than the general population in many high schools. Music and the arts is something that makes us human. Music is a particularly human experience. And I would suggest that was for the performing arts as well. Music is for all of us. And it is important, I think, in the longevity of schooling, because it's important for students to have artistic experiences so that they can identify and see themselves as, hey, you know, I can dance, I can draw, I can play the piano, or whatever it is, throughout their lives, not just for the talented people, or not just because I was in the third grade and we had to sing in a choir and all of that.
A lot of this problem also lies in how the government views education. Here's Jackie Booth again.
Education as a whole has kind of twisted what its meaning is over the years. And originally, education used to be, the goal of education used to be to create a well-rounded citizen. And not necessarily to create a craftsman or a tradesman or a lawyer in public schools. It was to create a citizen. And now that we are so focused on testing and on people getting jobs, we've forgotten to teach people how to just be citizens and humans of the world. So instead of giving kids knowledge and skills and letting them create their own path or molds, we are creating molds for them and trying to stuff them into those molds.
This poses the question, what can be done to improve the quality of arts education programs in schools? Moreover, what should the future of arts education look like? One possibility lies in integrating arts into core classes.
My vision for the future is that we have integrated arts education. And what I mean by that is that we have two-way integration. That's the phrase we use, two-way integration. And that is that in the music classroom, we teach standards or content from math and science and English. In the math class, we teach standards from visual art and music and theater. How can we do that? Well, we look for points of connection. We look for ways, for example, that music has a mathematical aspect called rhythm. Mm-hmm. We look for ways that music has a linguistic aspect called lyrics. And we look for ways that visual art has, say, a mathematical aspect that we call geometry. So how can those points of connection make sense for both the arts-based teacher and the non-arts-based teacher? That would be a vision that I would have, so that teachers see themselves in a broader picture, a broader concept, and that they can use those points of natural connection for greater student engagement.
The most important thing, and I think the thing that needs to change the most, is that we need to start looking at arts education not as an elective or a special. We need to look at an arts integration model, meaning that we are using art to teach fundamental concepts, even in academic classrooms, so that classroom teachers, math teachers, English teachers, science teachers are using art technique along with any kind of regular lesson planning inside their classrooms to teach things.
Integrated arts programs would allow students to learn their core subjects such as reading, math, and science with the help of the arts, rather than treating the arts entirely as their own subject.
So that's the kind of world I'm looking at, where we change the conversation and it becomes less about us and them, us being the artists that are special and mystical somehow, and them, the classroom, the academics, the math, the Englishes. We need to realize that we're all the same and that art isn't scary and being an artist isn't scary and it isn't like putting somebody up on a throne. Everyone is an artist in some way and everyone can learn from art in some way. And that's not to detract from great artists, you know, famous artists who really hone their craft, but it means that there's a little bit of art in everyone and we need to remember that and not make it us versus them.
That's Jackie Booth, the arts supervisor for New Hanover County Schools, and Daniel Johnson, professor of music at UNCW. I'm Zeta Marquis, and this is my graduation project.